AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is promising a, quote, massive tax break, telling the AP that he will outline his tax cut plan on Wednesday. But 3 days later, the lights may go out within the government if Congress doesn't come up with the money to keep the government running. Our Sagar Magani's in Washington.
If Congress does not agree on a spending bill by Saturday, the government would shut down. The president's also pushing for a new health care bill after last month's failure and plans to outline a tax cut plan Wednesday. In the background of all this, the 100-day mark of his presidency, a traditional barometer for a young administration. He calls it an artificial marker, but has a packed schedule this week to tout his successes.
We are hearing that President Trump has been talking with China's president by telephone in the past few hours about North Korea. There's talk that Pyongyang may try to carry out another nuclear test, maybe tomorrow. The U.S. is not likely to respond militarily to that, we're told. Beijing says President Xi is calling for restraint as well. Two killers say they are guilty. They're scheduled to die tonight in Arkansas as it continues trying to execute several death row inmates by the end of the month. Our Kelly Kissel is in Little Rock.
I would expect likely challenges for the two inmates who are scheduled for Monday and the inmate who is scheduled for Thursday. We haven't seen as much legal activity from some of them as we have in the past, but there's still challenges to the protocol. There's still challenges to the timetable.
Arkansas is trying to execute death row inmates before one of its lethal drugs expires at the end of the month. Former NFL star Aaron Hernandez will be buried today in Bristol, Connecticut, after hanging himself in prison last week. In sports weekend, winners include the Cavaliers, the Houston Rockets, and Kevin Chappell, who earned his first PGA Tour victory. This is AP Radio News. The movie The Fate of the Furious is holding on to its box office lead. Our Ben Thomas looks at what's big at the theaters.
The eighth installment in the Fast and the Furious series remains number one in theaters, earning $38.7 million, according to studio estimates. That's after a blazing start. It earned more than $500 million worldwide in its debut, more than double the reported production budget.
All right, you get style points for that one.
Boss Baby remains second, while Beauty and the Beast hangs on to third. Born in China, an animal documentary from Disney, was fourth this Earth Day weekend. And the buddy comedy Going in Style, starring Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Alan Arkin, rounds out the top five. I'm Ben Thomas.
A 12-year-old boy driving alone across Australia was 800 miles into his trip when he was arrested by police because the car bumper was dragging on the road. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.